No, not focused at all, sir. He's blurred, sir.
I mean, not what we're doing with you, sir. Half the time with him, we don't know what we're doing at all.
No, we're poor little sheep that have lost our way, sir. Where
Sit
are we?
Down.
Where are we, sir?
You're very young, sir. This isn't your gap year, is it, sir?
I wish it was.
Why, sir? Do you not like teaching us? We're not just a hiccup between the end of university and the beginning of life, like Auden, are we, sir?
Do you like Auden's poetry, sir?
Sam,
yeah. Mr. Hector does. We know about Auden. He was a schoolmaster for a bit.
I believe he was, yes.
Yeah, he was. Do you think he was more like you or more like Mr. Hector?
I've no idea. Why should he be like either of us?
Oh, I think he was more like Mr. Hector. Bit of a shambles. He snogged his pupils. Auden, sir, not Mr. Hector.
So you could answer a question on Auden, then?
No, sir! Mr. Hector's stuff's not meant for the exam. It's to make us more rounded human beings.
Listen, this examination's going to be about everything and anything you know and are. And if there's a question on Auden or whoever and you know about it, answer it.
We couldn't do that, sir. That would be a betrayal of trust.
Yeah, it's nothing sacred, sir. We're shocked.
I would, sir, and they would. They're taking the piss.
England, you've been here too long. And the songs you sing are the songs you sung on a braver day. Now... they are wrong.
Who's that?
Oh, Mr.
Oh, you know, sir.
No.
Sir, it's Stevie Smith not wearing much around his face.
Right, well, don't tell me that's useless knowledge. Listen, if you get an essay on post-imperial decline, you're losing an empire. Finding a role, all that kind of stuff. And a gobbit like that, it's the perfect way to end it.
A what, sir?
A gobbit. A quotation. How much more stuff like this have you got up your sleeve?
We've got all sorts.
Hey, the train, the train!
I really meant to do it. I stood there trembling right on the edge. But I couldn't. I wasn't brave enough. I should like to be able to say it was the thought of you and the children that prevented me. But it wasn't. I had no thoughts at all. Only an overwhelming desire not to feel anything at all ever again. Not to be unhappy anymore. I went back into the refreshment room. That's when I nearly fainted.
What is all this?
Laura.
Yes, dear?
Whatever your dream was, it wasn't a very happy one, was it?
No.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes, you always help.
You've been a long way away. Thank you for coming back to me.
God knows why you've learned Brief Encounter.
If you want to know, this lesson's been a complete waste of time.
Oh, a bit like Mr. Hector's lessons then, sir. They're a complete waste of time, too.
Yeah, you little smart ass, but he's not trying to get you through an exam.
French kiss. I beg your pardon. Newmarket, 3 o'clock.
Dorothy.
Thank you, Stanley.
So how are you finding them?
You've taught them too well. They can't see it's a game.
History? Is it a game?
For an exam like this, yeah.
Dorothy.
Oh, fuck.
Dorothy.
Headmaster. I call him the awful warning.
Who's him?
If you don't watch out, he's what you turn into. If this was a 1940s film, he'd be played by Raymond Huntley.
Who?
He made a speciality of sour-faced judges and vinegary schoolmasters.
Who would I be played by?
Dirk Bogard?
I'm not sure I like that.
Dorothy, watch out.
Hector, the very man.
Chin up, Rod.
Hello.
Mrs. Lintott.
Our Lord and Master, having grudgingly conceded that art may have its uses, I gather I'm supposed to give your Oxford and Cambridge boys a smattering of art history.
Not my bag, Hazel. Irwin's your man.
It's really just the icing on the cake.
Is art ever anything else?
Michelangelo. Well, I suppose...